I feel option overload every time I eat at the Cheesecake Factory. Their menu is just a tad shorter than War and Peace. The last time I was there, the waitress said there were also a few specials that weren't on the menu. Unbelievable. This tidal wave of options often leaves us feeling paralyzed. When I say yes to one entree, I see that I'm saying no to hundreds of other good choices. In ministry, every week we are handed a menu for how we will spend our time. The options seem 10 times the number they used to be. The exponential growth of conferences, parachurch ministries, technology, mission opportunities, family problems, and community needs can leave me paralyzed in deciding where I should give my time. Amidst an external explosion of options, there's also an internal dynamic at work. For many of us, internally, we feel pressure to say yes to everyone and everything. We think we should say yes to everyone who has a ministry idea. We think we should say yes to everyone who requests our time. From my own journey, I can tell you that part of this is driven by motives to serve God and help people. However, some internal pressure comes from my own poor boundaries and insecurities. If I'm honest, many times the yes in ministry hasn't been motivated by servanthood, but rather by insecurity. I suffer from what I affectionately refer to as terminal niceness. I don't want to disappoint anyone. I don't want anyone to feel let down by their pastor. It's unrealistic to try keeping everyone satisfied, but I've spent years trying. This is a symptom of being an approval junkie. Such codependency leads to dysfunction in a church and takes a huge personal toll. The result is cluttered churches and cluttered lives. It might not be a bad idea for us who lead to stand in front of our mirror and practice saying no over and over. It feels so counterintuitive to say no to good opportunities and legitimate needs. What I'm finally learning is that saying no isn't unspiritual or uncaring. As William Ury says, like all good no's, ours were in service to a higher yes. If I'm going to navigate the tsunami of options and choices and demands of ministry, I must discover the higher yes. Until I discover the higher yes, I will always be the slave of urgent needs and pleasing people. Imagine your life as a tree. The roots are what you fundamentally value. They are your core convictions, your deeper yes. The branches and the fruit are what you deeply want to experience, the life you want to live. These are your delightful yes. The narrow trunk that connects the two together is a defined no. The trunk is the least attractive. It's the narrowest part of the tree. It has the thickest skin of any place on the tree, but it is the carrier of life from the roots to the fruit. Consider the example of Jesus. After a busy day of ministry the day before, he gets up before anyone else. He heads out to a solitary place where he can be alone with his Father. The disciples find him and say, "Everyone is looking for you." Music to the ears of codependent ministry leaders. The feeling of being in demand can be intoxicating. Notice Jesus' response to the clamoring of the people.